This is Beyond the Headlines, and I'm Michelle Bliss. Today I'm covering the MyPath program. It's an incentivized youth savings program that helps low-income working teens learn about basic banking skills, along with how to budget, save, and track their expenses. The program first began in San Francisco about 5 years ago, and it's now expanding into Reno with help from corporate sponsor Charles Schwab Bank. Today, I've got Margaret Libby and Vishnu Sridharan from the MyPath program in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
And so, Margaret, first of all, what's the mission of the MyPath program and how does it work?
So the mission of the program is really to take advantage of the teachable moment of when a young person is earning their first paycheck and to engage them in really thinking about how they're going to use that income stream to help them achieve the kinds of goals that they want to see for themselves in their lives. And so we engage them in personal goal setting, and we then support them to set a personal savings goal, and we provide them with savings accounts and incentives to start saving, as well as financial education, and that's delivered by peers and designed by peers, so it really feels relevant to the young people in the way that the messages are delivered, and then they get support ongoing to meet that savings goal.
Why does the program use peer-to-peer education?
A lot of the financial education curriculum that's out there is designed by adults, and so a lot of the examples that are used don't necessarily resonate with young people, and so we, in designing the MyPath curriculum, bring young people to the table to really ask them what are the kinds of things that they think about when it comes to money, what are the kinds of examples that they think will be helpful for their peers when they're thinking about budgeting, when they're thinking about tracking expenses, when they're thinking about saving, and how to make these kinds of topics relevant, how to make them exciting for their peers. Because on the face of it, these are not things that are on their own exciting and things that would be interesting to young people. And so it's just really important to have those youth voices at the table to help us figure out how to deliver the content in an activities-based format in a way that's really going to be fun and engaging for their peers.
And Vishnu, the participants that your group is working with, what sort of economic situation are these teens in right now?
In general, they're low to moderate income youth who are, you know, families maybe on a variety of public benefits and often are on free and reduced lunch and sort of face multiple barriers in incorporating into the financial mainstream and having access to the same sort of tools for wealth building that we want them to have.
And would some people question this idea of working with low-income teens on financial practices, if they're really not making much money, if maybe they're only making minimum wage, what's the benefit of talking about these behaviors? Can that really make a difference when we're talking about so little money?
That is a skeptical view that we've often encountered, that if those who have less, the message is sort of lost. But what we've seen sort of overwhelmingly is that these students are very, very interested in examining where their money is going. And one might even argue even more so in having to track where their money is going because maybe there is less of it overall. So they're even more interested in exploring how they can take what might be a limited income stream and really be able to use that in the long run to make these larger purchases.
And Margaret, have you seen the same level of motivation among the participants you've worked with?
The young people that we're engaging with MyPath are generally, I would say on the whole, coming from households where saving isn't something that is familiar. So it's an entirely new concept for them. But what we've found in the way that we've designed the model, so some of the elements like providing the accounts, providing the incentives, providing the peer support, that when low-income young people who are earning some income, when they're provided with these kinds of supports and these kinds of opportunities, they take advantage of them in an amazing way. And we've seen in the since 2011, in the pilot that we've run in San Francisco, youth have saved over $500,000. And these are young people, about a quarter of them are growing up in public housing, about half are growing up in families that are on some form of public assistance. So saving and having the resources to save is a new concept. But when provided with the right supports and opportunities, they're doing it. And I think, you know, the experience for them of achieving that goal at the end of the program and realizing their work in this job that they have, they've gotten some spending money along the way, but the pieces of each paycheck that they've been putting aside in the restricted account is amounting to $400 or $500, and they can buy themselves a laptop or, you know, something else that they need, maybe travel, bicycles, they're saving for those kinds of things. It's a really empowering, transformative experience for them to be able to direct that amount of money at something that's a personal goal for them. And I think it changes the way that they think about themselves, and I think it has an impact on their families as well.
And you two are visiting Reno from San Francisco to meet with some possible organizations to work with in the future and expand the MyPath program into Reno. Margaret, can you talk about the work you all have done already with the local Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows?
So what we've been doing with the Boys and Girls Club is really first starting with a team of youth leaders to prepare them to be the MyPath youth coaches for a group of youth who will be employed this summer through the Boys and Girls Club. So we've been preparing that group to get the content that they need and familiarize them with the activities that they'll be leading, and also working with the staff at the Boys and Girls Club to sort of set up the infrastructure needed to run the MyPath program.
Well, one final question maybe for both of you to mull over. In your time with the MyPath program, are there any specific examples that come to mind of a life that's really been positively changed through this program? I mean, we're talking about financial behavior, but we're also talking about someone's potential livelihood.
Yeah, I think one story that comes to mind is a young man who came to our MyPath program on the recommendation of his older sister who had participated. And so he came to us, and, you know, through the work he was doing was saving money. He ultimately saved enough to, once he turned 18, to use a portion of his savings to secure a credit builder loan. So he was not only able to build the saving skills and behaviors and get himself a laptop, but then he was able to use some of his resources to start building credit the minute that he turned 18. And so once at the age of 19, we were able to pull a second credit score for him, and he had a credit score of over 700. And so part of his story that's so important is that he grew up in an immigrant family that was really a cash-based immigrant family, and he'd never used an ATM before. And so that was the kind of thing that MyPath exposed him to and gave him the kind of, you know, support that he needed to really figure out how to engage in the financial mainstream, but how to use financial products in a really strategic way, not just to start saving, but to build his credit. And I think the most amazing thing is that, you know, we saw him recently, and because of his positive credit, he was able to get a loan that helped his parents buy a car that they needed for their family for transportation to get to and from work. And so it's just an amazing, I think, story of somebody who really took advantage of the opportunities that the program offered and was not only able to position himself for economic mobility, but also to really do some things for his family that he would not have been in a position to do and really help his parents. And he felt so good about it because he felt like he was able to give back after all the sacrifices that they had made for him and his siblings. That he was able to be in a position to do that was something that made him enormously proud. So that's just one of the stories of the MyPath youth that I think is really powerful.
Yeah, from your story, Margaret, it sounds like along with helping these teens understand how to save money, you're also empowering them and offering them this level of mobility in their lives that really would not have been available to them otherwise. And Vishnu, I think you have another example you would like to share as well.
The participant that comes to mind, her story sticks with me because it illustrates that the financial is really tied to the personal. And when she was in this workforce program that was participating in MyPath, she characterized herself as sort of searching and not really sure about where she wanted to go or how much, you know, she wanted to look for a job or go to college, or really just was maybe going through what teenagers do from time to time. And she really credits the MyPath program and helping her to get on a path that she feels much more confident about and started to think about her future and think about savings and how having these longer term goals made sense to her and was something that she really got behind and felt really proud of. And when she met her first savings goal, she went and told her family, and I think she may have saved upwards of $1,000 and maybe bought a laptop and put another part of it away. But then what was even more inspiring then kept saving, kept putting aside part of her paycheck and kept participating, and now actually works with us as one of our youth advisors, because I think part of what helps us keep our materials and, you know, have that youth voice in everything we do is that youth are always on staff. So she's stuck with us for a really long time. And I think it's just been, in her particular case, this opportunity and the support in helping her think through some of these financial questions really led her to reflect upon how that could connect to her personal life and lead her to have this longer time horizon in which there are just really a lot of possibilities open to her. And we were really seeing her take advantage of them now. And it's really wonderful.
Vishnu Sridharan and Margaret Libby from the MyPath program, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your time.
The MyPath program in San Francisco is now expanding into Reno this summer with the help from corporate sponsor Charles Schwab Bank. It's an incentivized youth savings program that helps low-income working teens learn about basic banking skills like how to budget, save, and track their expenses. This is Beyond the Headlines, and I'm Michelle Bliss.